Lyme's a burgeoning disease, spreading widely from Old Lyme, Connecticut, where it was first spotted, and across the Northeast. It's a bacterial infection carried by tiny black-legged ticks, carried by mice, and transmitted to dogs and horses. Those ticks can also carry other diseases, and there are other ticks carrying equally dangerous diseases. The earlier Lyme is treated, the better. Untreated, the disease can affect the central nervous system, heart, and joints. Drea Dole has Lyme.
I've been a sick person since I was like 14, in and out of the hospital, getting the ambulance called for me at school, taking me to the emergency room, and just all these weird things are happening. Like, wow, your heart's about to explode, and then an hour later, it's completely fine and I'm discharged. Or I have swelling of the joints or muscle spasms. One time I went to my first doctor's appointment alone, and I couldn't leave for hours because he thought I had MS and didn't want me driving.
Lyme disease affected people filled an ECC South auditorium seeking help. State Senator Chris Jacobs sponsored the meeting and talked about how the new state budget has money for Lyme research and education for the first time, a total of $400,000.
Although I'm very happy, and again, this is my first year through the budget, this is wholly inadequate compared to other diseases. So I don't even want to tell you what the state is giving for the Zika virus.
It's not clear how much Lyme disease there is in Erie County, with the health department only recording 55 cases last year, which members of groups like Lyme Western New York say is way low. Health Commissioner Dr. Gail Burstein says local patients are probably catching homegrown Lyme.
The proportion of people who report that they've never traveled outside of Erie County during the incubation period has also increased. So whereas in 2010, there was only 20% of people who claimed they had no outside travel during the incubation period of Lyme disease, that has increased to 38% in 2016.
The problem for the average person is that this is the time of year when a lot of people are wandering around not wearing very much, and public health experts are calling on people who are outside to cover as much of their skin as possible and put special chemicals on to protect against ticks, and that can take the fun out of summer. Can't you protect yourself in your own yard? Cornell University entomologist Matt Fry says probably not, based on a CDC study.
But ask the question, if a yard is treated, will that reduce the incidence of disease? It did not. It showed a reduction in the number of ticks, but the incidence of disease remained the same, which means that people are finding or encountering ticks in other areas besides their own yard.
Okay, so isn't there a quick and simple treatment? The answer is no, mostly, since it depends on how soon it's caught, and that can take a long time and lead to long-term antibiotic use, often not covered by health insurance. That brings up man's best friend. Cassandra Guarino is a serology and immunology associate with Cornell's Animal Health Diagnostic Center and studies Lyme in animals.
This data can be used as where the dogs are a sentinel animal, in other words, tracking the spread of disease. And so it's clear that not only is it here, but it's going to be more of a problem as time progresses.
Guarino's dog came down with Lyme and was originally misdiagnosed as having knee problems. Once diagnosed and medicated, the dog improved within 3 days. The drug used isn't allowed on humans. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.